Everybody, this is Ebony. I'm back with another episode. This episode is entitled, "Does it matter who makes the most money in a relationship?" I asked this question May 10th on my Facebook page. Get over there and read the comments, and you know you can leave a comment as well. I still respond to this day. If you don't know what my brand is or what I do, because a lot of people seem to be confused about what I do some of everything, to be honest with you. I'm a financial consultant, guru, advisor, whatever you want to put on the end of financial. That's what I am. I teach people how to get money, how to save money, budget, things like that. I help people with their resumes so they can get the dream job they want. What else? I design business cards as well. So yeah, you know, get at me if you need. I do a lot of different things. I tell people about grants, how to get grants from the government to start their business. You know, all kind of things. Cause I have a plethora of information. And right now, I'm in the process of making a master log where I'm going to keep all the information. It's going to be like my brain on paper because I really need to just house all the information I know in one location. So that's what I've been working on lately. And I'm going to make a few copies of it, print it up, and, you know, type it up, make it look real neat and nice. But, yeah, I've been working on it lately. It's going to be my master law. It's just like I said, it's going to be like my brain on paper. All the information I know. I don't know how I'm going to distribute it or how I'm going to sell it, but it'll be available. But does it matter who makes the most money? Yes. Everybody want to say no because we're living in a time where everybody's politically correct. And a lot of times when you prefer one thing over another, people, they act as if you're attacking the other thing that you don't prefer. Like a lot of women prefer taller men. That's no secret. But, and nothing is said about that. Like, everybody knows men like, women like tall men. And men just roll with it. And they try to tiptoe or they're happy that they're at least 6 feet or, you know, 5'10", you know. Men just have to deal with the fact that women, so why when men say they prefer this, you know, if I say I prefer skinny girls, then all the girls look like spaghetti and toothpicks, they run out with their picky sign to say, "Oh, you're shaming us." Now I just said I like big girls. Or if you say you like, girls with good hair or long, if you say you like girls with long hair, the bald head committed pop out with they picky signs. And it's a lot of that going on. It's like everybody wanna have something to protest about or have an argument or a debate. A lot of this stuff really not up for debate because you being mad at me because I like something. Do you think that's going to change my taste? That's stupid. You being mad because I like girls with long hair, that's not going to change what I prefer or what I like. You know what I mean? And even if I did try to switch my swag up, if I was like a celebrity to appease my fan base, it'll only be for damage control purposes. It wouldn't be like a serious thing I'm doing. It'll just be a plot. Y'all ever watched Olivia Pope? Anyway, that's another topic for another time. But yeah, stop acting like somebody attacking you, cause damn, somebody that like what you got going on. I don't even know why you care anyway. But same thing with the money thing. Like, let's be real. The house you living in, the bills you paying, they don't run off how much love you got for your spouse. And I understand, like, love is good, but I think we got a lot of things backwards. I think you have to, you and somebody, y'all have to first have something in common. Because I don't know if y'all know it or not, but it's a thin line between love and hate. You can love somebody with all your heart, and one day, that's why these people, when sometimes people separate, they just dislike each other so much, because that line between love and hate is very, very thin. You can love somebody to death, then hate them and want to kill they. But, yeah, everybody have they preferences and stuff like that when it comes to things. But like with me, I prefer a person, a man that can lead, protect, and provide. And I know that's like a trending thing right now, but that's what I saw growing up. So that's just how I've always felt, you know. And it's a lot of ways I felt before, you know, before it became like a thing. Like, I've always wanted to have money and be wealthy and leave money for generations to come. Like, a lot of things, they've already been embedded in my soul and in my spirit. Just like I said, before it was a thing or a trend. And that's why it's a lot of things, you know, you don't know who's serious about things, because you don't know if they riding a wave or these they true feelings, you know. So, and see, I was born in the 80s or whatever, so, you know, but, so I'm a little old school. But yeah, you know, some people just riding a wave because it's trending. And some people, these are their true feelings. But, you know, when the dust settles, we'll see what's what. But, yeah. Like, you know, this stuff don't, I think it matters. Because when you look at the divorce rate and the separation rate, finances play a big role in it, along with infidelity. But finances is up there, too. Is a cause for divorce and separations. So we saying that money don't matter, but the statistics are showing us something else across the board. And that's divorce rate in general. It didn't break it down by race, like Chinese marriages, Caucasian, African American. Nah, this in general, marriage as a whole, you know. So, you know, think about that. We saying one thing, but what we're saying isn't matching up with the outcome of a lot of these situations. You know, so money matters to me. And just like I said, I want somebody that can protect and provide. But that doesn't mean I'm attacking the men that can't. That just means the men that can't protect and provide, they shouldn't bother me and they shouldn't come my way. And a lot of times people try to, that's crazy to me. You mad at me for my choices. Do you know it's somebody else that will like you and love you for who you are? You don't have to be mad at somebody because they don't prefer you or somebody. And that doesn't make anything wrong with you because somebody don't want your package deal. You know what I mean? Like, if you You know, like that's just how life is. It's some matter for everybody. You don't have to be upset with somebody because of what they prefer. Like, I'm a brown woman. I don't care when men talk about how much love they got for red bones. That don't bother me. That don't make me less of a woman. Like, I don't care about none of that. Y'all gotta start not caring. And remember this, when you don't care about something, that mean you don't care enough to mention it. Cause y'all write a whole status on Facebook saying how you not gonna respond to your haters or you don't care nothing about it. Why you wrote a paragraph? You cared. And you could have put it in a book or a song like Beyonce and Jay-Z, and you made some money. That's how Beyonce and Jay-Z do when they tell their business. They be making money. 10 times 4. They'll do a tour with the CD they just dropped. Then they'll put it on an HBO Netflix special. So they been and made money off of about 3 or 4 times. And it's their business. That don't, man, please. You can't pay me. Or you'll have to pay me. Y'all play too damn much. Anyway, that's all for this episode, cause I'm rambling now. Cause y'all done made me mad. That's what you the damn you done made me mad. You wanna play the victim? Every time somebody say something the opposite of something what you got on, I like people who wear red shirts. Oh, I have on a green shirt. That means you hate me. Would you sit your ass down? See? I'm tired of y'all. Damn, Freddy Krueger head ass. Well, a red and a green shirt. Yeah, with the scribey. Like, just stop being so offended. Worry about your prayer, your paper, and your peace. Your prayer, your pay, and your peace. The 3 P's. That's what you need to be worried about. This other stuff is irrelevant. If it costs you any of that, you don't need to be worried about it. If it costs you your prayer, your peace, or your pay, it's too expensive. But, y'all hit me up. Just leave some comments or some suggestions. I'm gonna go. Y'all made me mad. Bye. Until next time.